Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Pathacker.
Good morning.
Our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
I tried to give me a second. Oh. I know. I saw that at the last second. I felt bad. I was like, oh, we got to give her a minute here.
My headphones came unplugged.
Yeah.
They came unplugged.
Melissa's headphones came unplugged, so she can't hear Brittany right now. But we are joined by our good friend, Brittany Merlot, with our forecast. Brittany, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. You guys are hysterical. You make my morning so bright, even when I have to talk about storms.
We've
got me laughing already. I mean,
Melissa's in studio today in part because we're going to have a team meeting about should we script the show? Should we start scripting? No. I think Brittany, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
I guess okay, so we don't have to have that meeting. Everybody, we're good. Oh, we're good. We'll just keep doing it.
Yay.
Live. Like
awesome. Canceling meetings. I love it.
Brittany, what's it looking like today for us?
Pretty, actually. Partly sunny. High temperatures will climb to about the low 80s once again. We've got a light southeast breeze, and we have a small, teeny tiny chance of a shower or thunderstorm popping up later on this afternoon. But nothing to worry about there. Overnight lows fall to about the upper 50s, maybe a few spotty sprinkles overnight. And then tomorrow, we are looking at a severe weather setup, pretty much from about 4 to 6 or so. It looks like some strong to severe storms are possible, especially in towards us. Storm Prediction Center put us in an enhanced risk, and we're looking at very large hail, could be up to the size of ping pong balls possible. Ooh. Some heavy downpours, of course, and some high winds are expected with that, and we cannot rule out potential for a tornado too. So just stay on alert tomorrow early evening as that rolls through, and have your plan in place today so you don't have to worry.
All right.
I knew it. As soon as I picked all the sticks up in my yard, this would happen. I'm sorry, everybody. It's my fault. No.
More sticks are coming.
Dang it.
If I got this right, my dad was planning on doing some mowing almost around the same time you were talking about yesterday.
Four to six.
Mm-hmm. Should I warn him? Or should I just sit back and see what happens? I'll figure that out.
That time because he knew that he wouldn't be able to do it.
So see, he outsmarted you.
Yeah. This is the man's good. He's good. I wouldn't put it past him. We appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great morning.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot. Melissa, Seth, and I got a great show lined up for you, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We're also going to talk about Nutella's first new flavor in 60 years.
What?
Got that. Before we wrap up the hour, do you have one of the toughest jobs in America? We have a good list on that of the toughest jobs in America. Right. We'll get into that.
Okay.
Got some entertainment news to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Looking forward to diving into that. And a little bit later in the hour, things that improved people's quality of life so much, they wish they did it sooner. Interesting.
I have one to add to the list.
Oh, good.
Headphones. I really don't like these headphones. This is why I haven't been coming into the studio, you guys. I really hate these headphones.
You're not alone. Terry is in the same boat. Terry can't stand them either. I usually flip those ones over there for you guys because Seth doesn't seem to mind.
I like these ones.
The tiny plug doesn't work.
Oh my gosh.
Nope. There's an adapter.
Mm, okay.
But,
so you say.
We'll get into it. We'll make it. We'll get it right. We'll get it right.
Sorry, listeners.
No, we'll get it right. We want to start, though, kicking off with baby names. The Social Security Administration released its annual baby names list from Mother's Day the other day. So for a sixth straight year, Olivia and Liam were the top two baby names in 2024.
Wow.
So get used to those names because for 6 years now, people have been,
six
those are the
years?
Top ones.
Yeah, but they're such pretty names. I really like them still.
They are, but I'm just, it's surprising that these names are holding on for so long. What? 6 years seems like a lot.
It doesn't, though. If you look back at the history of names like that, I think that there's been several that have had a really long top, like James.
Yeah, that's true. That's like that's usually around the top.
Brian.
Yeah.
And Kevin and Susan.
I get used to seeing on like job applications and everything like over the next in about 10, 15 years, like every one of them is going to be Liam or Olivia. Yes, yeah. Like they're very popular names.
And the only thing with those names is what are the nicknames for them? So if everybody in your grade is named Liam, not everybody, but a large portion of them are named right. Liam, what mm-hmm. do you go by?
To an Ollie.
Yeah.
For Olivia.
To an almost fault, my brain asks questions of why, even when it's not really necessary. There's no reason to. Nobody else is asking why to these things. But I can't help asking why these names and why they've been popular mm-hmm. for so long. And honestly, Melissa, that was part of what I kept coming back to was, well, I don't know how you, what the go-to make fun of name of this is. You know? It's something that you do as a parent when you're coming up with kids.
Yeah,
it's
no, true. You do. It's true. You think about
didn't
it.
Do this set.
Oh yeah, no,
like, okay, well, did. I really like this name, yeah, but what about this? Like, yeah. Oh yeah, we can't call
and when
them
you
that.
Put it all together with the middle and the last name, what can it be turned into?
Right, yeah.
I wonder if that is a part of why these names are being, I'm not saying it's the overall reason or anything, but you know, it seldom is one reason of why you choose a name for your kid and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, I'm a little curious to see if there's going to be a lot more. There's a stat there out there that would, this is pre-COVID, so there's a lot that's changed since then. But there was a rise of people changing their names. People, like not just their last name, but their first name, all this and everything. And I kept waiting to see that trend continue. In part because none of us chose this. Like, nobody got to choose their name. Like, it's just given to you at birth and everything. And, mm-hmm. and given the amount of personal creativity we're doing and amount of we're taking control of our own lives and these things mm-hmm. and more and more and more. I just thought that would be a trend and it never really turned, never really panned out. But
well, but I think it is a, you know, I mean, the Pope can change their name. Yeah. Why can't anybody? Yeah. Really? And also even
I
just
want to be called Leo. I like that name. I think that's a cool
even
name.
Even just, you know, asking people to call you by the name that you prefer. Like, I do not like the nickname for my name that my family calls me. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they still call me that. And even though I've asked them to call me Melissa, it doesn't matter. Mm. And that hurts a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't know why people wouldn't want that for themselves.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, of course, other people, you know, have, you know, taking issue with names is like very tip of the iceberg about how we identify ourselves.
Mm.
People can have issues with that. We continue to see that every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like such a simple thing, right?
It should be.
You know, like James, you know, he doesn't want to be called Jimmy, so we don't
call him James.
We call him James because that's what he wants to be called.
Mm-hmm.
Except when we call him Knight Rider. And that's just because he deserves. No, I'm just kidding.
And obviously it's not a thing that I'm going to go after my family about. It's a family name that they've called me my whole life. And for especially the family that I see twice a year, they call me that. I'm not going to chop their heads off, but I kind of, you know, grimace a little bit.
Yeah, it's one of those things, especially if you do not like the name. Yeah.
No.
It just keep this between the three of us. My sister has been calling me Jimmy for so long. When she calls me James, I almost don't respond. Like, I almost know. Like,
Seems weird.
I almost don't know if she came to me and said, do you want me to start calling you James? I don't know if I would tell her I would. That's the only person in the world like that. Though maybe my Aunt Deb, but I think that's the only one I can think of.
And
like
I think
that,
family are the ones that can get away with it, like my nieces and nephews, I'm not going to tell them to call me a different name. They that's the name they know me by. I embrace that because it starts with auntie.
Yes. Yes. Oh, the qualifier. Nice. Yes. I like that. Yeah.
It's almost a title then.
It's true.
When I hear unk, anything that follows that, I'm agreeing to and I'm doing. And yes, let's go. We're all aboard.
Hey, Uncle Greaseball, come over here.
Sure,
yeah,
sure. Yeah. What do you guys want? What do you want to do? What are we doing today? So there are two of the four. These are the two of the four names that were dominating the rankings over the past decade. Since 2014, either Olivia or Emma has been the number one name for girls.
Mm-hmm.
And other than the other has been number two.
Okay.
And the other has been number two.
Right.
Same applies for Liam and Noah for boys.
Wow.
The top 10 most popular girls' names in 2024, going at the top, of course, Olivia. It's been in the top five every year since 2008.
Wow.
Emma's
been in the top five every year since 2002.
Holy mackerel.
And then Amelia, which is up one spot from number four from last year. Okay. Charlotte at number four. Mm. The top 10 for 11 years running. Charlotte.
Wow. That's wow.
I feel like I'm talking about sports teams. Mia, the top 10 since 2009.
Nice.
Sophia, top 10 since 2006. And it was number one name for girls from 2011 to 2013.
Okay.
Isabella. But with an A at the end.
Yes.
Top 10 since 2004. Evelyn, it's been 8th or 9th or 10th every year since 2017.
Huh.
Ava, top 10 since 2005. Mm. And finally, Sophia, with an F instead of a PH.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time it's made the top 10. It knocked out Luna, which fell to number 13th place.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Knocked out Luna. So there's two Sophias, but spelled differently.
Yeah, spelled differently.
Interesting.
That's, I wonder if, how often that happens.
Yeah, no, I'm seriously, that's got to be odd.
Mm-hmm. And the top 10 boys' names don't matter. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. Liam, as we said before, it's been in the top five for 12 straight years. Noah, top five for 14 years. Oliver.
I like the name Oliver.
I did too, yeah. The top six, sixth year in a row, it's held the number three spot. That's interesting. It's always at the number three spot, it seems like. That's interesting. Theodore.
I like that name too.
I wouldn't have expected that one in there, and I like the name Theodore, too. Theodore, the first time it's made the top five, up from number seven, but the first time it's ever made the top five.
Wow.
You know, since they've been, you know, collecting this. James makes the top five.
Surprise, surprise.
A mainstay in the top 20 for 125 years running, probably longer. The Social Security stats only go back to the 1900s.
Of course. Wow. That is some staying power.
No kidding.
It's interesting. I don't know how people feel about their names on a case-by-case thing, but with something like this, I've always wanted a unique name and a name nobody else has and all these things. So when I do see my name show up on this list, it's more like deflating. It's more like, all right.
No, this is that old standard.
One more James.
Old standard, yeah.
Henry comes in at number six.
Oh, my gosh.
Top 10 for 5 years in a row.
Wow.
Mateo, M-A-T-E-O. It cracked the top 10 for the first time last year when it was number six.
Mateo is nice. I like that name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Spanish for Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes sense, yeah.
I love the name Elijah. Top 10 Elijah's for nine good. Straight years. That's a great name. Love that name. Mm-hmm. Lucas. It's always been 8th or 9th since 2018. And then finally, William. Like James, it's made the top 20 every year since 1900.
It's forever, right? Well, there's lots of Williams out there, yeah. So
James and William seem to be the two of the oldest.
The old standard.
Yeah.
It's surprising how many cousins I have with those names.
Mm-hmm.
Like the list you went through, I have a lot of cousins on that list.
Right.
The baby names that saw the biggest gains last year were Truce for boys and Alaney for girls. A-I-L-A-N-Y. A-I-L-A-N-Y. I don't know.
I don't know how I would say that.
They,
I don't either.
They've got a name now that people can't pronounce, and it's becoming popular. Oh, that pork. Those kids.
Alaney?
Alaney.
Maybe it's Alaney. Yeah.
Yep. It's Alaney.
Alaney jumped from 855th place to 101st.
Wow. That's a big jump.
Yeah, get used to that name.
Wow.
More names coming up with our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. It is right around the corner, everybody, on the morning show here at WFHR. I just want to celebrate. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue today. Let them know how much we appreciate them. Wish them a good morning, everybody. Check out some of those great homemade pies or their specials they got going on over there.
Delicioso.
I'm seeing a Hawaiian omelet for breakfast, possibly. Ooh. That might interest you. Maybe a chicken quesadilla for lunch.
Always a classic, yeah.
Such good stuff over there. Yep. And heck, you can go over there, have a nice cup of coffee and a pie, and your day is set. Your morning is going good.
Yes.
Oh, do it. Do it now. Let us live vicariously through you, everybody. Head on over to El Cafe today. Wish them a good one from all
of us.
Should
make me less hungry.
Yeah,
if you could do that, that'd be nice.
And we appreciate all of you sending us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We love to celebrate with you.
I got one here, James, if I might do a belated birthday. because I was not on the show yesterday. My father's birthday was yesterday. Mm. So happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dad.
His 78th birthday. So, yep.
Happy number 78, sir.
Yes.
I hope you had a good one. Hope you had a great day. Mm-hmm. Celebrate today, too.
Yeah.
Since we weren't able to get it in, I say your grandfather, you go ahead and celebrate today, too. And keep in mind, everybody, we want you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. You can email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can always call Lana.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
We look forward to talking with you, everybody. Call up and join the conversation.
Indeed.
Taking a look at our local list here, I need a 1 through 3 from...
Ooh, wow.
Seth.
The suspense was palpable.
I don't know what
I mean. 3. We'll go 3 today.
That sounds good. I apologize. Big meaning. I don't know what that was. I don't know what
that was favoritism is what that was.
Oh, please. I'd be favored towards you.
Yeah, I think there's no question about that. Yeah.
Absolutely. We first up want to wish some people right here in our Civic Media family in the building happy birthday. First up, happy birthday to Pam's sister, who grew up right here in Rapids, Sharon Fache. She's in Little Chute now.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Enjoy your day, Sharon.
Yeah.
And we wish a very, I believe that's what she's up to.
Cause yeah,
we,
that's know, right.
Keep yes, that yes, yes.
Celebrate today.
Yep. Yeah, she's there celebrating with her sister.
As a, we'll bring this up a couple more times too, but keep in mind, everybody, our offices here won't be open our traditional hours and some of that. So come by when you can. And we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Gary Gunderson.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Gray.
Yes, Mr. Gunderson.
Gray Gunderson. Gray Gunderson.
Gray Gunderson, yes.
Darn dyslexic.
Oh, that's all right.
That's okay.
Gray's awesome. Wishing him a good one.
Young man. Bo, yep. Too. It's Bo's birthday.
Yep, Bo yep. Hendricks over yep. in the Richland Center.
In yes. Richland Center, yes.
Wishing both of them a great one. Bo, I look forward to seeing your next backdrop.
Yes, every Zoom meeting we have, he has some kind of backdrop. My favorite was probably the Star Wars one.
Absolutely.
That was pretty cool.
100%. 100%. We wish you a good one, guys. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
And then taking a look at our local celebrities here. First up, we want to wish happy birthday to Bella Force.
Happy birthday, Bella.
Happy
good
birthday.
Name. That's my niece's name.
Such a great name.
Bella Force.
Such a
Bella.
Great name.
It means beautiful.
Mm. It does.
That's a great one. That's a great name. And we wish a very happy anniversary to Ross and Rachel Provost.
Ross and Rachel, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, you two.
Many of our Playmakers listeners out there will know the name Ross. He joins us, Randy and I, from Burnin' Eights.
Yes, he does.
Do yourself a favor, everybody. If you are even a little bit interested in hunting or the outdoors or anything like that, go to YouTube, type in your search bar, Burnin' Eights. Eight is the number 8.
Mm-hmm.
And Ross has been joining, God, I think it's about 7 or 8 years Ross has been joining us, talking fishing with us and giving us a chance to talk with our anglers and some of the other fun things that are going on in this state, fishing-wise and everything. Nobody's been covering it like we have and thanks to Ross.
Yes.
And
good stuff.
Even if you're not even in the fishing, watch those drone videos of theirs, man. Mm. I can't get enough of them. I guarantee cool. Half of their views are from me because they're just beautiful. They're really cool. They do a great job because he's got a great team. And the only thing that tops that is Rachel. She's awesome. shout out to Rachel and Ross, who I believe are enjoying being early parents here and stuff too.
Oh,
so that's pretty nice. Cool. So I think like a month ago it was or something like that. So then the anniversary comes up right after. That's kind of nice.
Oh, that's
party,
that's
party. A good way to
do it. Nice. Well planned, you guys.
Yes, very smart. Yeah,
we plan kids, of course.
I mean,
because we do. Yeah. Did you know that, James?
And to our qualifiers, happy 40th anniversary to David and Jerry Hafferman.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Congratulations.
You're our qualifiers. Happy 48th. You two enjoy your day.
Yep.
We take a look at our who they're sharing their birthday with here. Let's look at these names. First up, Miranda Cosgrove is 32. Margot on Despicable Me movies.
Oh, okay.
She was also one of Jack Black's students in School of Rock and the star of iCarly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And my dad likes her as a voice actor. He loves those darn Despicable Me movies, man. He's a sucker for those. One of the greatest tight ends in history, Rob Gronkowski, is 36.
The old Gronk. Gronk monster.
Weird to think of him at 36. It feels like he could...
Would just behave like he's 36. Yeah, that'd be nice.
I genuinely believe that Rob Gronkowski is a lot smarter than we realize. I'm not talking genius level, but I think he's a lot smarter than he plays.
He kind of plays dumb. Yeah, he does. That's true.
You don't survive Bill Belichick and not having some brains, I don't think.
It's true.
Let's see here. Dustin Lynch is 40, country singer, mm-hmm. small town boy, Cowboys and Angels, a couple of other hits he's had.
Yes, indeed.
Amber Tamblyn is 42, Charlie's long-lost daughter on Two and a Half Men. She was also in Joan of Arcadia, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Wow.
I like that book.
Long career.
The movie was good, too.
She had a good spot on House as well, mm-hmm. and she is married to David Cross.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I think that'd be an awesome couple to have coffee with.
Mm. She's also an author.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know that, yeah. Wow.
One of my favorite directors out there, Sofia Coppola, is 54. Lost in Translation, Divergent Suicides. Obviously, the daughter of Francis Ford Coppola and cousin of Nicolas Cage. More on him a little later. But I think she is just an incredible talent. Mm-hmm. She is a real director's coach, too. And actors really like to work with her.
That's always good.
And one of those actors, I believe, is one of my favorites, and I believe one of yours too, Seth, Kate Blanchett.
Yes. Mm. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's mine too.
56. Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit movies, I think are some of her better ones. Mm-hmm. What was the movie? She did a movie with Billy Bob Thornton and Bruce Willis. I really enjoyed her in too. She was really good. But Hela in Thor, Ragnarok. She's so darn good in that, man. She's one of my favorite villains ever because of her performance.
Right.
I did not know she had that in her. And that's hard for me to say, because I think she's one of the most well-rounded actors I've seen.
Right.
And she blew me away with that performance. Right. I really enjoyed it.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh my God. Really just her.
And her Oscar nominee. I can't remember. I don't think she won for Elizabeth back in the 90s. But that kind of was her breakout role.
Yeah.
Her best work, probably.
Yeah.
Although I love her work in the Lord of the Rings movies and everything. But
Don't Look Up. Is that the one you were thinking of?
No.
That's the Adam McKay movie.
Yeah, there was a different one. Matchstick Men or... No, that's a different movie. Anyway. She's great.
There's a ton of them.
She's got such a great career. Let's see here. Rafael Sadiq is 59. One third of Tony Tone. He's good.
Wait, his name was a Tony? Oh, my God.
None of their names were.
Wow. Oh, awesome.
CC DeVille is 63. Poison guitarist.
Oh, my gosh.
And songwriter for Poison, too.
I didn't know that.
For Poison. Underrated guitar player. The hair metal band guitar players. Outside of maybe Motley Crue a little bit, we don't know how good a lot of those guys were.
No.
Because they were pretty much just sticking with certain chords and certain melodies and rhythms and everything. But I've seen live footage of CC DeVille, and he can wail. Guitar player. Ian Ashby is 63, the Cult's lead singer and songwriter. Firewoman, Sweet Soul Sister.
It's a blast from the past.
She sells Sanctuary, man. That song, the rest of my life, I will love that song. Don't care what anybody says. One of my favorite actors of all time, Tim Roth, is 64. Basically, if you've seen a Quentin Tarantino movie, you have seen Tim Roth. Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Planet of the Apes, The Incredible Hulk, Hateful Eight. Just incredible actor. Incredible.
A classically trained Shakespearean actor who's had quite a career.
Quite a career, but he's not one that, you say the name and you don't know the face, but when you see him, you're like, I've seen him in a lot of movies.
The movie he did with Gary Oldman, the Shakespeare classic.
Oh my gosh. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Oh, he's so good in that.
It's top 20 favorite movies of all time.
Him and Gary Oldman are fantastic in that movie.
And that is a top five pairing for me. Mm-hmm. Those are two of my all-time favorites. And those two, at that age, just so good together. If you're going to see a movie. Also...
From 1990.
Yes.
So Gary Oldman, classically trained actor, Tim Roth and all that, grew up very in similar neighborhoods, I believe, too. Tim Roth, flawless working with him. And then you look at a couple of years later, and he does a movie, Gridlocked, with Tupac Shakur.
Yes.
And they have flawless chemistry. Mm-hmm. It's the talent. It's, to me, what a great actor is. It's not how talented you are and what you can do and all that. Mm-hmm. Can you bring up other actors?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can you bring other actors to your level or get to their level?
Right.
And how much better you are with other actors. That's Tim Roth.
Right.
He's almost one of the best compliment actors ever. Mm-hmm. He's so good. Tom Cochran, 72. Life is a highway. That's it. That's all Tom.
That's all we got for Tom Cochran.
Tom Cochran's bio. David Byrne's got a much longer one.
Oh.
Talking Heads lead singer, songwriter, and big suit wearer.
And the best dancer on stage.
Oh, my God.
huge David Byrne.
He leans into his horrible dancing, and I love the fact that he does that. Yeah, so awkward.
And she was. I think that's probably that. That's probably the one for me.
Man, Talking Heads, all their albums have. They're all amazing. I mean, his solo career has been really cool too. He's done some really remarkable things. He's written a few books. He's a Renaissance man.
Mm-hmm. One of the first bands that I actually got my dad to like that he didn't at first was the Talking Heads, because as a kid I liked some of their songs. They're weird, they're different, you know.
Very much.
But my dad didn't like them, and then all of a sudden I catch him listening to them on the radio and everything. One of our better directors we have produced here in the States, Robert Zemeckis, is 73.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you guys can judge that. I shouldn't say that and everything. He only did Forrest Gump, Back to the Future trilogy, Romancing the Stone, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Castaway, The Polar Express, Pinocchio, Welcome to Marwen. I can keep going.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But you guys decide if he's one of our greats or not.
He's a true American actor. You know,
Back to the Future.
Yes, yeah. He did all three of those. Yeah.
Okay, I'm a fan.
To tell you how good Robert Zemeckis is, Steven Spielberg chose him to direct a lot of his productions.
Yes, from Amblin Entertainment.
If that tells you anything, right there.
Right.
Oh, and he directed the Tom Hanks and Robin Wright movie Here, which I really want to see.
That's right. He did.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. They did like that the Forrest Gump reunion film. Yeah.
I want to see that just because of the attempt, if anything.
Yes.
At the idea of doing something like that is so cool and so brave. I think. Brave, I don't know, but incredibly brave.
It's very creative. Yeah.
Creative brave.
Yeah, experimental. Yeah, I like that.
Step.
And Robert Zemeckis and George Lucas get to celebrate their birthday together. 81 years old for the Star Wars legend. Indiana Jones legend, too, I should say.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of the technology that his companies came up with, ILM, THX, in a roundabout way, Pixar came from that. And so, yeah, you got to give him credit for all that stuff.
Also should get mentioned American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, another very good movie, yes.
Not mentioned a lot in his bio. Mm-hmm. And a guy that actors love. People really like George Lucas. You don't hear a lot of people talking like negatively about him that have worked with him.
No,
well, that's good.
I just saw a great behind the scenes thing of Ewan McGregor and George Lucas, and George Lucas talking about during the filming of that, especially in New Hope, the first one. Ewan's the oldest guy on set, basically, for most of the stuff. You know, Liam Neeson is there for a little bit and everything, but George Lucas is talking about Ewan McGregor, and you would think it would be reverse. The way he's gushing and complimenting him and everything, you would think it would be the other way or something. Mm-hmm. And he's just a guy that really appreciates actors and really does a good job working with them.
Right.
Land Before Time and Willow.
Yes.
Willow's the one that's got to get mentioned, too. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. I've been so mad at myself.
I want to watch that movie.
The director who hated directing.
Yeah.
He was not a fan. He was much better. I think he enjoyed it much more as a producer, I think, actually. But, yes.
Yeah. Willow, I still believe Val Kilmer has the greatest hair in movie history because of Willow. Yes.
Mad Mardigan.
We will take a time out. But, again, a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. And thank you for celebrating with us and our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today, everybody. We encourage you to head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back after our news, sports, and entertainment break. I couldn't help myself.
If you don't like it, why'd you play it?
Why did I do it? I'm over here doing all the pushing the buttons. I'm not tricking anybody.
It's a good thing we're not your producer. We'd be messing with you all day long. All day long.
That's an idea.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we'll change it. We'll flip musical chairs. But every segment will have a different
producer. Yeah, that's great. I love it.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great Wednesday morning out there. Happy hump day, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
In the age of pumpkin spice spam and mustard-flavored ice cream, this could be actually a little bit kind of like lame, maybe. Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years.
Jeez.
So they've had more than 6 decades to chew on this one. They've had a little time to think about it. And everybody, I hope you're sitting down, because the new flavor is peanut.
What?
Peanut is the new, normal Nutella is chocolate and hazelnuts.
Right.
So I guess it's for people who like to mix a little peanut butter in.
Okay.
They announced it, but it doesn't hit stores for another year.
Oh, my gosh.
And your world won't actually be rocked until spring of 2026.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
But, if you're Nutella, It's and I think I haven't had I had a little Nutella. I tried it when I was in DeKalb. I didn't mind it, but I haven't really had it since. And not because I haven't tried to. I just haven't been really around it. I don't get it myself
didn't
or anything.
Buy it.
So I have no idea what I'm talking about here. But it, from what I can tell, people love Nutella.
People and, that like it, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so and it, I imagine that their sales are not doing bad. So I don't know that they necessarily have to do any. You know, the reason you see 80,000 different Doritos and 80,000 different Lay's and Mountain Dew and all that is because they got a war going on. Not a war, but a battle. They are fighting other
competition.
They are
fighting
competition.
Heavy competition. Nutella has no competition. There's not a lot of other Nutellas out there. So you know they don't have to really come up with new flavors or any of this. It's one of those things where you're almost too good at your job kind of thing. Where they kind of don't have to really update stuff. When's the last Nutella commercial you saw?
They're around occasionally. I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing. Oh, gentlemen, 60 years at Nutella, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new. We need something new for the public.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
Oh, it's great.
Seriously. It's like, wait a minute. We invented peanut. Wait, you did not invent peanut butter. Stop that.
I do love the idea of that. We've got this revolutionary idea of butter peanut.
Butter with peanuts in it. Huh? There you go.
Brilliant. Now, maybe this one's a little more up your alley. Maybe you're a little more creative. There's a new secret menu item at McDonald's. But before you get too excited, it isn't for everyone. It's a cotton candy Sprite. You might not be able to order it by name, but it's easy. Just order a Sprite and ask them to add 3 pumps of French vanilla syrup. Pretty much everyone who tries it does say it tastes like cotton candy.
Oh,
it would be so sugary.
I know.
My teeth hurt.
Sprite is already sweet.
It is.
Like, it's sweeter than 7-Up.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's true.
The, quote, hack has been floating around TikTok for social media for a little while.
Has some sugary soda with some extra pumps of sugar.
More sugar.
But now some big websites are covering it, so of course it's going viral.
Of course.
And a lot of customers... And like a lot of custom stuff like this, you'll have to order it in person because there isn't an option on the online or through the app to do it. McDonald's hasn't commented on this, but this secret menu item thing is getting more and more popular.
Right, right. But it's not. You can't advertise it. You know, that's not something, because then it's not secret anymore, right?
Right.
It's one of those things where it should only be like word of mouth.
Yes.
Like you say,
don't
put
it on the internet.
Because I've never been to one, but I've heard like In-N-Out Burger has a bunch of these that you can do. You know, someone says, hey, you know, if you go to In-N-Out Burger, if you order this thing, they'll totally make it for you. You know, that kind of thing. that's what it's supposed to be. It's just people saying, you know, hey, have you ever tried this kind of thing, right?
Next time I go, okay, no, it won't be next time. I will have to purposely go to Taco Bell. And I'm going to go inside. And I'm going to just order a 7-layer burrito.
Okay.
And they're just going to look at me and go, what?
What?
No, but I say...
Secret item, that one. Like,
no, the secret item. The seven-layer burrito, the secret item.
Just keep pushing
it. Just do it. Just stop there every day.
And I wouldn't even say leave. Like, until they actually make it for you. Like...
I like the idea of and you do it every single time. Like, you're like, it's like you creep in and you're like looking both ways and you're like, hey, can I have a 7-layer burrito? I'm sorry, man. We don't make that anymore.
Yes, it's a secret item.
It's a secret menu item.
Unfortunately, it would end horribly. Don't ever do this, anybody. But I do love the idea of you just writing it down on a piece of paper and sliding it over.
Well, as long as it's not a bank, you're fine.
I would hope it'd be okay, but you never know. You never know.
You never know.
You're trying to get me arrested, James.
Not at all.
I am.
That's the last thing I... that might be true. That might be. I'm the middle guy. I'm the guy that put it. So this one's interesting, too. too. If you've ever felt a little weird about tossing something in a microwave with a Ziploc bag, maybe you were onto something.
Oh.
A class action lawsuit is accusing Ziploc's parent company of misleading customers by labeling its plastic bags as, quote, microwavable safe and freezer friendly. The bags may shed microplastics when exposed to, quote, extreme temperatures, which can pose health risks.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that these bags can be put into a freezer or into a microwave. They're not safe under those circumstances. So they can be, but they are not safe to do so with. Which, talk about gray area.
Oh my gosh.
And the risks were not conveyed to customers. The case is ongoing, so it's unclear if or how it will be settled. Generally speaking, microplastics are everywhere, and a lot of food spends a lot of time in contact with plastics.
It's true.
Yeah, but when you subject it to those extreme temperatures, they shed them worse. And
Yeah, just because they may be there, what have you, and everything doesn't mean that I'm going to go out and buy a new, have you guys heard of the new software drink? Microplasties. It's just a drink of microplastics. That's not cool. Can I be honest? I've never put a Ziploc bag in the microwave. I've never done
it. I've never put it in the microwave, but I put a lot of them in the freezer.
Oh, that's not that.
Very true. Done.
Yes. Yes, 100%. Yeah,
I have freezer bags.
Right.
Are the freezer bags safe?
That's a great question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
They said freezer friendly on there.
If they're not,
nice to your freezer.
I don't know. That seems like that should be a class action lawsuit that all of us should be getting in on.
Right.
I mean, that's some...
It was my first thought on this. This is not the last one that's going to be happening.
Well, I would never put a Ziploc bag in the microwave, though. Even if it says it's just something...
What would you put in it in the microwave?
Why are you
we should be not putting plastic in the microwave, period.
Yeah, right.
Period.
Yeah,
don't put it in the microwave. Even when it says it's microwave safe, just don't do it.
I got in a lot of trouble for that when I was a kid. I'll never forget. I remember. I learned that the hard way.
Well, and also just microwaving plastic seems like a bad idea.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's supposedly safe.
The melting point of plastic is really low. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, silicone, if it's actual silicone...
Yep.
You know, like, because there are variations. We talked about this on the Kitchens Open ages ago. you got to make sure that it is actually 100% silicone. But that's
and metal.
Much,
oh, wait,
much
wait, wait.
Safer.
No. You don't want to put metal in the microwave. It's
going to be another one I found out the hard way.
I'm not letting either of you into my kitchen.
No, it's good.
Glass also works well.
Glass is probably the most safe, but you then also have to be very careful taking it out.
Because it gets very hot.
It gets very hot.
Yep.
It's weird. Most people won't let me into their kitchen unless I'm in a straitjacket. That's the only way I am allowed in a lot of kitchens.
Got a use for your straitjacket, though. Yeah, I mean, you can't just wear that around. You
can't do dishes with your straitjacket.
It makes it hard.
You see trends come around, you know, the leather jacket, the jean jacket, I'm thinking, hey, you know, nobody's doing the whole straitjacket thing. This is a market nobody's covering. Didn't go over well.
No.
As you walk down 8th Street in a straitjacket, people are calling.
I put a button on it. I thought they'd give it a little personality. Didn't do anything.
And they think that I'm crazy is what it says.
I did get a lot of looks, though. I don't want to brag, but I did get a lot of looks. I did. Taking a time out. We'll come back. And when we get back, do you have one of the toughest jobs in America? We're going to talk about that when we get back on the morning show here at WFHR. Oh, the 90s R&B
yeah, it makes me happy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR. So you knew it was going, the beat dropped.
I know.
The beat dropped.
And telling
you.
You know what's even better than 90s R&B? 90s R&B music videos.
Yes.
Even better. They're weird.
If you've seen one, you know every single 90s R&B video.
You're right,
You only need to see one, and you know how every single one went.
After Belle Biv DeVoe, you're done.
It's pretty much
all you need.
You're good.
Yeah.
If you got a new edition in, you're good. You're good. We're talking tough jobs right now, everybody, and the top 10 all involve at least two of these four things. They're physically demanding, have long hours, involve high-stakes decisions, or there's an element of danger.
All right.
So, do you have one of the toughest jobs in America? According to the votes, here are the top 10. Should we start at 10 or start at 1 here? What do you think?
10.
At number 10, oil worker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Yes. I don't care how much they get paid. I'm not doing that.
I know very little about that job, and everything I know about it is hard. Yep. Everything that I do know about it. Yeah. Air traffic controller.
Oh, yes. Oh,
hearing a lot about them lately.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not enough of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a high stressful job. It's a very stressful job.
Yeah. Farmer. At number eight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about long hours.
Long hours, a high accident ratio possibility. I mean, I know so many farmers that have lost part of a limb or all of a limb.
Finger, an arm, a foot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had a landlord that was killed in a farm accident.
Very dangerous.
Yes.
On top of all that, you've got a lot of these companies out there that are pitting farmers against each other, along with putting them in impossible situations of, hey, here are these seeds, but we own what you grow.
Yep.
You can have the seeds, but we own the grow. Or you guys can rent out our machines, but we own what you plant. Or some of these crazy contracts they make sign.
Or some of these things blew into a nearby field. Now that's ours.
Yeah.
Because those are our seeds. Or the fact that they're deleting information that helps farmers on the internet right now.
That's just
they're
just stupid.
In a day and age where we're begging and hoping for people to keep these family farms alive and stay in the farming agriculture industry and everything, we have never made it harder for farmers. and yet we have never needed them more.
Mm-hmm. And by we don't mean we. There's a method to what they're trying to do here, and they're trying to put farmers out of business so that they can buy that land for pennies on the dollar and then destroy all of our land.
Yeah,
It makes me so angry. I'm sorry.
Astronaut comes in at number seven.
A lot of training that goes into
that. A lot of training, a lot of dedication.
Yep.
I mean, that's your whole life.
Basically,
you don't have a life outside of being an astronaut, do
not
you?
Not really. No.
No.
How could you?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Paramedic comes in at number six. Ooh,
yes.
Mm-hmm. So, one of the parts was the decision-making thing. Man, some of the decisions they have to make in a split second. Yeah,
yep.
It's just, wow.
Life and death.
Yep.
Right there. And then all hours of the night and day.
Yep.
I mean, there's so much involved in that.
Similar story with number five, police officer.
Yep.
Same deal, yeah. Mm-hmm. High stress, high risk.
And as we're getting into the top five, already seeing not only the consistency that we're talking about there, but also the need for people in every one of these jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's worth mentioning, it's National Police Appreciation Week this week.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. So, appreciate our police officers.
I should text my brother-in-law and ask him, how close are you to retirement? Because he'll tell me the exact daytime, minute, maybe. You'll tell me.
I got pulled over in town here the other day because of my front headlight. My right front headlight was out. I didn't even know. Mm. And the officer not only told me and just gave me a warning, but checked my headlight, tell me which one it was and everything.
Right.
I said thank you to him, and he looked at me like I swore at him. Like he was just so breakable. Like it was actually like, I'm not even over-exaggerating. I actually felt bad for him because he was so blown away by the fact that somebody said thank you to him. And I didn't even say it like crazy, like, thank you, sir. I just said, hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
That's all I said. And even that was kind of like, oh, geez.
There you go.
Well,
it's hard not to walk into that because there is a lot of negativity right now. And there doesn't need to be. So many of our police officers are wonderful human beings, and they are performing a public service for our communities. Mm-hmm. And they deserve the thank you.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I'm a mail-off. So, I mean, if he came into it with a little bit of... doctor comes in at number four.
Again, that decision-making, the stressfulness of doing the right.
Right. Although I would have to add all the nurses and nurse practitioners, physicians, assistants, all the different names.
Pretty much anything in the medical field.
Basically the same thing as a doctor. Mm-hmm. You got to include all of them as well.
Yeah. Agreed.
Number three, members of our military.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the ever-present threat of death.
Yes.
In being in the military, that has to be one of the big parts of that, because you never know.
Yeah, so many of these things that we're talking about here, the understanding what the most extreme situation or the worst case scenario situation is part of your first day on the job, understanding that.
Exactly.
Well, and it's not only, it doesn't get talked about a lot because it's not, a big percentage, but even when they're not at in a war type situation, when they're training,
yep.
when they're, you know, just doing their job, they're still putting themselves at risk.
We still hear of accidents,
yes.
deadly accidents that
yes.
happen in training.
Yes.
That still happens.
Planes falling off
yep.
of hangars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Number two, construction worker.
Yeah. Have you guys seen that video of them putting up scaffolding on the outside of a building and they're just like walking on one beam carrying these big giant things
oh
of
my
scaffolding.
God.
I just like, whoa, that takes some guts, man.
Yes, when I was really little, there was a part of me that thought my dad was a trapeze artist or a high flyer artist because just the way he would just run around on mm-hmm. roofs and everything in the city and stuff. And, oh. and he wasn't the only one. There was lots of people like him that
right.
just...
nerves of steel.
Yeah, yeah. And just even working most of my life in construction,
right.
I was still blown away by
the danger of that, you know, the fact there's so many construction workers at any one time in the country. It's such a big job, you
it
know,
is.
All over the country. I mean, yeah, for sure. And like, we know the long hours. We know all that, too. I mean, that's part of it.
And the number one most difficult job, the toughest job in America is radio announcer. No, it is. No, sorry, misread that. Firefighter.
Yeah,
that
yes.
makes more
that makes sense.
Sense. That
yeah.
makes more sense.
A lot
yeah.
more sense.
Yeah,
yes.
it does. A shout out to all of the people in all of these industries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned before. Before I fell in love with acting, I fell in love with being a firefighter. And that's mm-hmm. there's another parallel universe out there. That's what I'm doing. I'm not even on a microphone or anything.
Well, and even for that's the same thing too with firefighters and military. They're being exposed to chemicals. They're being exposed to dangerous situations that affect their health, that mm-hmm. affect them, their mental health, their physical health, mm-hmm. that have long-term effects that, you know, we don't even know about
yep.
when they happen.
Anytime they rush into a building, there's mm-hmm. that threat of death, of course.
Yep.
That's omnipresent as mm-hmm. well. So, yeah.
And that's stressful.
Very stressful.
How could that not cause you some...
Well, and we're finding now how much stress affects us.
Yes.
Physically, the more and more we find out how bad stress mm-hmm. affects the human body,
yep.
and not only our mental state but our physical state as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
teacher tied for 16th in the rest of the top 20 toughest jobs are nurse, roofer, electrician, home builder, engineer, teacher, pilot, lawyer, woodworker, and installing drywall.
Mm-hmm. A lot of those are the kind of fall into the construction area too.
They do,
but yeah,
they do. But I'm glad that teacher is part of mm-hmm. that list, because they absolutely have a very difficult, tough job. And we need them. All of these, obviously, we need all of them.
Yeah, that's what a point I was going to make, is these are all essential.
Yes.
Essential jobs. We have to get. We need people to do all of these mm-hmm. things.
So we need to invest in all of these
yep.
industries and
you
make sure that all these industries are well-paid industries. Like
yep.
it mm-hmm. it only makes sense.
Yep.
Sports has even figured this out. Hey, even though they're not the most popular thing, the left tackle, really important. We're going to overpay them.
yeah.
We're going to, even though they're not doing commercials and all these
mm-hmm.
things, that's really important. We're going to go ahead and overpay them.
Right.
These people in these industries, it should be common knowledge. Man, firefighters, they sure make a good living. Like
as well.
Like
they
we talk
should,
about
right?
doctors, yep. like we talk mm-hmm. about, like we need to make
and
that
lawyers,
the new normal.
But
yes.
teachers should be making the same amount.
Every one of these people should be. Because
yes.
Especially preschool teachers, the
yes.
most important teachers that we
yes.
need.
Yeah, well said. And mm-hmm. every one of these positions are underpaid. For the
mm-hmm.
most part,
yep.
not every. I shouldn't say doctors aren't necessarily maybe,
and
but,
lawyers are not really
yeah,
paid
yeah.
either.
So not everyone, but the majority of these are, and overwhelmingly,
yeah.
we need people in
How
these
about
industries.
The military? How
yeah.
sad is that? Please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The last thing we need to be doing is making it tougher or more difficult on these jobs and
mm-hmm.
everything, and that's where we the people come in
yeah.
and doing our best to be heard and
that's
making
right.
sure that we're making not only keeping these industries healthy and profitable, but you know making it so that you know
people want to go into those
yeah,
jobs.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, you know, they just end up in radio.
I'm gonna say, I was gonna say, you know, they all end up as radio
yeah,
announcers,
yeah,
and who wants that?
I mean, do we really
have
need
enough
more
of those?
That everybody, do we really? Dude, I don't think so. I think we're good. I think we hit our quota. We're all right. We'll come back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.